They came to help preserve the peace in Mali, but now they're facing decades in prison. These cars carried the Ivorian soldiers to a court where they were convicted of undermining state security. Ivory Coast says their forces were working for the UN, but Mali says they had no right to be in the country.
The Ivorian soldiers were illegally on the national territory of Mali. As a result, they were immediately arrested and their arms, ammunition and equipment were seized.
A UN mission has been deployed in the region for years as armed groups threaten stability. The Ivorian soldiers were working for a company contracted by the UN, rather than directly for the peacekeeping force.
They did not disembark with weapons in hand, and they were dressed in uniform. They did not hide their identity in any way. This whole controversy should not have taken place.
The families of the detained want their relatives returned home. The Ivory Coast says it's working on a diplomatic solution, but doesn't want the dispute to worsen ties with Mali.
We will do everything to avoid extremes. To engage unnecessarily in a judicial debate would only create a further gap in the brotherhood between Mali and Ivory Coast. This is not what we want. I say it again, Mali is a brotherly country.
Mali has been increasingly isolated since Colonel Assimi Goïta seized power in a military coup 2 years ago. Since then, the military government has missed deadlines for organising elections and blocked UN forces from investigating alleged rights violations. As the row over the jailed soldiers drags on, it threatens to deepen Mali's rift with the international community even further. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera,